Welcome to The Harvest, Atlanta's home for information and inspiration for living your season of life with grace. Brought to you by Senior Provisions, your resource for true solutions in senior care. From life planning to home care to assisted living, Senior Provisions is your trusted resource in navigating the harvest season of your life. Now, here's your hosts, Hans and Amy.
Good morning, everyone, and happy new year.
Woohoo! Happy new year!
Welcome to The Harvest, and we are so glad you're able to join us. And we hope that today's program speaks to your heart and honors our Lord. And we're just, like I said, we're grateful to be starting a new year and that you all are listening and with it. And I'm Hans, and next to me is someone we call Amy.
Is that how we're going to start the year?
Yeah, you know, we got to change things up.
Okay, so all last year it was your best friend.
My best friend.
Your beautiful, brilliant bride.
That was never stated.
Okay, well, it's a new year. Well, welcome everyone. First and foremost, I want to say thank you, Senior Provisions. Thank you for a tremendous year of serving families so faithfully with your heart. And I hope our team is listening. And if not, I'm going to send an email and have them listen to this podcast. But we love you. We thank you so much for all that you've done this year. You have navigated hundreds of families through Senior Care Options. They're the sponsor of our show, and they're just really the backbone of getting the answers that you need out there on senior care topics. So if you are starting the year off with a senior care crisis, please call us. You can call us directly at 888-979-8783. Go to our website at seniorprovisions.com. You can hear all of these incredible shows.
Incredible. Priceless.
Priceless shows.
Before they get into the Smithsonian.
Exactly. Thank you. And you can check us out, see the services that we offer. And above all, our services are no cost to families. So why wouldn't you call? So what are we going to talk about in this new year?
Well, this new year on this program, we are continuing a long line of timely and impactful suggestions. So today we're talking about the new year, and you might as well start off with a new you. So today we're going to discuss a new perspective in setting resolutions and goals for your life. And hopefully we're reaching pastors and leaders of those super seniors. And they also start out saying, hey, let's start a new educational series. Let's start a new intergenerational group. And let's get the tools and resources to do this well.
Oh, and well, with that said, not only can you call us for senior care answers, but you also can call us and have us come out to your church or your group, and we will talk. It's absolutely free on various topics, you know, whether it's the cost of care, dementia, aging and aging in place, planning for aging, nutrition, whatever.
Home visitation.
If you have a homebound visitation program, we can come out and do training. Just call us, run it by us. And in, I think after 8 years of serving the community, we have a huge toolbox full of resources and information. We love to, and it's not just that we love to do it, but we are absolutely called in this show to center all of our topics and discussions as much as fun as we have.
We are so much fun.
Yeah. Well, we try to have fun, but we've got to center on God's word, right?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes,
okay. So I'm taking Isaiah 43.
We always get Isaiah.
Oh, I love Isaiah. Isaiah 43:19. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. And that's how I love the new year. Mm-hmm. I love getting a new calendar. I love planning.
Gosh.
I know.
the new planner is purchased. Oh my gosh. It's like, it's unlike anything else.
I know. I almost sleep with it. I love it. I write out my goals for the year. I write out, you know, where it's just filled with endless possibilities.
But to your credit, like I would do it, I would do it. I would be excited and I would do it for a day and fill it all up, and then I would shelve it.
Yeah.
But you actually use it and reflect on it and prepare for what you set for goals. And that's what makes you you.
Well,
and that's what makes me me.
But we're all guilty of that. So top resolutions, if you could think back what your resolutions were last year and reflect on if you can even remember them, mm-hmm. I'm sure somewhere in there are some lots of resolutions go to the wayside. And it's tough. So I would just encourage you to start with prayer. And you know, when you say, what are the areas of my life, Lord? Speak into my life. He knows anyway. I'm just, you know, going to reveal that right now to you. Mm-hmm. He knows where you're struggling. Mm-hmm. He knows where he wants to see you grow. And where we think, it also says in Isaiah 55, that my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And so God knows better for us where to grow us, where mm-hmm. to make improvements, where to do some pruning, mm-hmm. which is sometimes painful. So I would say start with prayer and let the Holy Spirit speak to you about the areas of your life that God would like to challenge you on this year.
Right. Well, and I think you speak to the heart that with which you have to do it, and that is supplication, that, Lord, how would you lead me this year when last year I wasn't so easily led? And so I think it's really important to start with that heart and mind to say, you know, Lord, use me, give me the strength and the faith to trust in you and to be used by you and not look for my ways, my thoughts in this upcoming year.
Well, I think that's a great place to start. Top resolution. So we're giving some suggestions of some areas that you may want to consider making a resolution for the year, and particularly when it comes to senior care and aging. But this transcends all generations. Is my resolution for the coming year is to grow in my relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think that that can be accomplished in many, many ways.
But it's also nice that they kind of filter down into really three main ways when you come down to it, and walking a missional life with God and seeking his will, prayer, growing your prayer life. I mean, you go into word studies and almost a majority of the time that the word prayer is used, if you look back to its original translation, it's a present perfect verb. It's about a continuousness. It's about a conversation with our Heavenly Father.
Yeah. You want to grow your relationship. Talk to your Father. Talk mm-hmm. to him. And another way is through his word. He's talking to us through his word.
Mm-hmm.
He is speaking into our lives, into circumstances. I think we're a little afraid. So when it comes to prayer and tackling God's word, the first thing you've got to do is you've got to allow time. You need to say, this is my offering of time mm-hmm. in my life every day, whether it would be first thing in the morning. I'm a morning person. And, you know, pick up your Bible before you pick up your phone, whether it is
at the end of the day,
at the end of the day, in the middle of the day, mm-hmm. During lunch. If you're a busy working adult still and you have some, you know, you get a full hour for lunch. It doesn't take an hour to eat. We're mm-hmm. usually done in, what, 10, 12 minutes.
If that.
You've got a good half hour to open up God's word. What a witness and testimony to your coworkers as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
then the third being service. So how would you use me, Lord?
Mm.
And it's a great thing. We've said it several times, but it can't be said enough. It's a great thing to experience it at our church. Our pastor is when a person comes up to become a member of our church, he says to them, we needed you as much as you needed us.
I love that.
And we just pray for a place for you to serve in our church and our community. And I think it's a piece of our walk that suffers a great deal is putting our hands and feet to work in service.
Absolutely. Faith without works and works without faith. Okay, so let's just tackle it real quick before break.
Ouch.
we're gonna allow for like 2 minutes to talk about this. Taking care of our temple. That's a big top resolution. Eating healthier and the big E, exercise.
Wait. There's so many ways I could have. No.
Exercise.
Yeah. Exercise. I tried to find something else, and unfortunately, I knew what she was talking about.
Yes, you cannot avoid it. So one of the top resolutions for everyone is, you know, I'm going to lose those pounds. I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to get off my high blood pressure medicine. Great. I mean, we are called to take care of our temple. We can't serve. We can't do God's will. We can't take care of the day-to-day life that we're living without our bodies being in good health. So, you know, I would challenge you about this. Pick a resolution that's obtainable in 60 days. I just saw we have a big church out of Gainesville. Every year, and I think several other churches do this in the Atlanta area, they have a 40-day fast in the new year. And fasting to me is one of those great sacred holy things that God has to call you into. But there may be something that he's asking you to fast from that is hurting your body. I mean, it may be alcohol, it could be the chocolate, it could be sweets, it could be fasting from an hour of television, and instead of watching television for an hour, you get up and you move your body. Mm-hmm. So fasting can mean a lot of different things, but it's sacrificial, and God will always bless it. Well, we've been talking about New Year's resolutions in this new year. We are so excited that you've joined us. For more information about Senior Provisions, you can go to seniorprovisions.com. You can hear our Harvest Radio podcast under our ministry tab. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some additional New Year's resolutions.
There's more.
There is more. There's always more. Well, please come on back.
Every day I manage hundreds of employees and run a successful IT company, but when the doctor diagnosed mom's Alzheimer's disease and told us she could no longer live alone, I was at a loss at what to do next. Our pastor recommended calling Senior Provisions. He said that they were a trusted resource and that they could help us find a community that met our current and future needs and fit our budget. Senior Provisions guided us through the whole transition. And now mom loves her friends, feels safe, and we have peace of mind.
Senior Provisions is a no-cost service to families committed to helping find true solutions for your senior care needs. We will help you find trusted providers for home care or help with placement at an assisted living within your budget. Call Senior Provisions at 888-979-TRUE to get the help that you have been searching for. Call today and get the peace you need. 888-979-TRUE.
Welcome back and Happy New Year. Welcome back to The Harvest. Today we are talking about the new year and the new you, and how God has ordained in doing a new thing that we start with him.
Absolutely. I love that. I love that. And I think we've been talking a lot about that new you. And if you have walked with Jesus for many, many, many new years, this may not be that new for you. But if you are newer walking with Jesus, then I think one of the top resolutions we talked about earlier on before break was growing your relationship. But there's with God and those very tangible ways to do that through prayer, through reading his word, through service. And then also about taking care of your temple, and that, you know, we need to be healthy and resistant to disease and germs and illness and physically able to do the work that God's called us to do. Mm-hmm.
And so now we segue, we started with God and those principles, and now we segue to really kind of the next hierarchy of things to, like, just make sure you have your house in order, and that's your financial house. We'll start there.
Absolutely. So many things to think about when we talk about the financial house and planning for the year. You know, if you are an active older adult, you probably aren't thinking a lot about care costs right now, but this is actually the time to start thinking about the cost of care and putting some things, you know, talking about insurance products, long-term care insurance products. I mean, even planning for end of life, making sure first and foremost that you are being a good steward of the resources that God's trusting you with. Reevaluate with prayer the amount of tithing that you are doing. If God is blessing you, if he's blessed you with the sale of a home or land or a business, you know, are you tithing according to God's will? So am I saving enough? So, you know, everyone makes lots of appointments with the doctors at the end of the year to use up all their insurance benefits. Make some appointments with your financial planner, with your elder law attorney, making sure that you understand if an event comes, circumstances come into your life in this new year, that you are financially prepared, that you have built up enough savings, that you have enough insurance coverage, and that you also know what the cost of things are. You might be right there after retirement, and now you're thinking, wow, that new senior living community down the road looks pretty awesome. I'd like to go check it out, but what would it cost? So that's a great time to call us. We would go and tour with you, walk through kind of that exploring stage of senior care. You're not committed to making a move, but it's a great opportunity to find out, you know, what does a community like that offer and how much does it cost? I think you'll be a little shocked, and I think I'd rather have you shocked now than shocked when you need it.
Right.
So because now you can get shocked, get over it, and plan for it instead of I'm shocked and now I have to actually pay for it. Or not pay for it, which is sometimes the case. Okay, so trips. I love this time of year, and that also kind of falls under our financial house. What trips are we going to take? What family are we going to go see? What mission trips am I going to plan for that God's calling me to, you know, Costa Rica and to Moldova? And, you know, if he's calling you there, there's a cost associated with that. So how are we going to plan for that?
Well, I think that's a great topic to bring up in this, because it helps you set your priorities in this year about where you're spending your finances. And retirement is an amazing season. I mean, we kind of there's different pockets of seasons for mission trips, and you know, we all can think back if we were in church as a youth, the kind of the teenage years of taking those mission trips and your first exposure to life in a third world country, an international setting, and how that transformed your perspective about your life and where you live. And then there's that season kind of in college where you know, you've taken some spring break trips on mission or whatever, and then you kind of get tied up with getting work
and family and then
life. Family and chasing, you know, the kids, you know, from place to place. And then you enter retirement where all of a sudden you have this opportunity to reengage in missional work and take those trips and be that support and be that wisdom in that group.
Absolutely. Well, and then, you know, a great resolution is the going through your legal documents. I don't know how else to say it, but, you know, do you have your legal documents and your medical records, all of that kind of in order and organized? I always say, you know, if something happened to you and you had a medical crisis today, could someone walk into your office? Oh my gosh. I'm just thinking about my desk.
No.
But could they walk into your office, find the binder that has the insurance information, your financial information, your living will, your power of attorney, your advanced directives for healthcare, key important things. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, then probably you are not prepared. Make that a resolution.
Well, and also, all those documents are, some have expense to them, some have no expense to them, but they are all priceless documents. And when you think about the time and thought and energy and the importance reflected in those documents, making several copies and distributing them, putting them in safety deposit boxes, putting them in your binder in your office, but having multiplicity in other people's hands so that those documents retain their value because people know how to engage them.
Absolutely.
And how and what ways to engage them.
Absolutely. So I know it. You know, we're talking about some kind of tangible things and some intangible things, but another very, I mean, we work with seniors all the time that have lived in a home for years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And the biggest concern that most of them have is, number one, giving up their independence if they have to move into an assisted living. But the, you know what the second thing is? What's going to happen to my stuff?
Yep.
I haven't gone through anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling good. I might have some memory loss now. So why do we wait until the very end of our life when we are really not in a physical and cognitive position to go through all our stuff? Do it now. That's a great resolution.
It is. And in a very personal way, for me to relay this to hopefully to the elders in our listening community, my mom and I had an amazingly close relationship as she passed away in August this year. So there are very, very few things in life that I didn't know about her walk, her life events. But there are these things that just became a point of distribution that had tremendous historical value in terms of her life and context that are lost because no one knew. Like, well, she just always had this. Well, it could have come from her mom. It could have come from her grandmother. It could have come from someone, you know, generations back. We're not talking about things of value, but we're talking about things of significance for, you know,
yeah,
understanding like, oh, that was my grandmother's first whatever.
Well, we thought we had more time.
Yeah.
You always think you're going to have more time. We're going to get to that. We'll do that. You know, we live in this state of that, you know, a little bit like, you know, we're never going to grow up. We're never going to age. We're never going to need that. We're never going to have to go through that. And then suddenly
it's a darn Peter Pan.
It is the Peter Pan syndrome. And a little bit of the denial that our bodies are aging. And so I always say to families, start going through your stuff now. Gift things to your grandchildren and to your children and see them actually enjoying these things now.
And relaying the context and the significance of what they are to you. Because, again, most of the time we're not talking about things of inherent value. We're not talking about the 3-carat diamond that's worth X amount of dollars. We're talking about the things that you held on to through your life or through the generations before you because of a emotional and historical significance.
The aprons that are hanging up in my laundry room are all significant, and I love wearing them and I love baking in them. You know, it's that collection of you know, ceramic cardinals that every time you look at those, you're going to remember your mother and how much she loved cardinals. And the, you know, that special, I'm wearing your mom's cross today. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when I wear things, and it's not that valuable, but it's tremendously valuable to me. So I just encourage you to go through your stuff. It says in 1 Corinthians 14:40 that all things must be done in proper and orderly manner. And our producer, Christian, was teasing you that you probably hear that a lot around the house. but no. But you know, it's
not when people look at your office.
No, look at my desk.
My desk versus your desk.
That's my domain. Don't touch anything. But put things in order. Start. And I would encourage you. I mean, this is a great list of New Year's resolutions. This is the time. Get your calendar out. If it's a big project, spread it out. If your goal is to read through the Bible this year, get a good Bible with a good translation, word for word, not thought to thought, word for word. And it's got a reading plan in it. It'll walk you right through God's word all year.
Well, and also maybe, you know, if you're able to financially, maybe this is the time to schedule that family reunion trip. You all go to a destination that most of the family loves going. For us, it's always the beach. And you have that special time together. We just pray for an amazing year for you. And
we're going to start with Philippians 4:19. We're going to end with it. I'm sorry. My God is going to supply all your needs this year according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That is a promise you can stand on. There is no greater provision in the new year than Jesus Christ himself. And if you do not know him as Lord and Savior, I encourage you, close your eyes and pray to him right now. God bless you and have a great week. Thank you.
You can unlock more cash than you realize from your home's equity with a cash-out refinance today. In the last year, average home values have gone up nearly 20%. And with Rocket Mortgage, you can unlock thousands in less than 3 weeks. But you've got to act right now before rates go up. So when you're looking to unlock the cash in your home, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET today or go to rocketmortgage.com to get started. Rocket.
Rates current as of 12/12/21. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerActs.org. Number 3030. Call 800-490-1233 for disclosures and cost information.